want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. You know, July is almost gone. I like summertime. I also like it when the temperature drops down in the fall. So that just means that we're getting closer to cooler weather for me, and I like that. I'm thankful to live in Florida. It is true that it is not as cold here as it was where I used to live, but it's also not as hot. Now, it is also true that it is more humid and that the hot weather lasts for a long, long time. But we consider ourselves blessed to be able to live in beautiful Brevard County, Florida. And we want to thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and today's program is going to be a little bit different. And I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that today you will not just listen, but you will be participating as we return to Revelation chapter 19. Want to take just a moment before we get to that to say thank you to the folks at WireCare. We have some friends that have businesses. Some of them are attached to Merritt Assembly of God in some form or fashion. And so we set out, you know, you hear the beginning program, you know, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And that we, our mission statement is we are blessed to be a blessing. And so we tell you about these businesses because we want you to be blessed. There are people that we know are going to do a great job at a great value. And so this is an expression of us recommending, you know, people we know. One of those businesses is WireCare. They are based in Rockledge, Florida. Dennis pastors a church. He invited me to preach a revival back in the end of June, almost a month ago now, and have a very friendly church in the Geneva area, and we are thankful that God has blessed them with the leadership that he has. And Dennis brings not only kingdom values to the pulpit, but he brings it to the church, and they're friends of the Refresh radio program. My office manager retired back in the springtime. Officially spring, yes. And I asked her to do a little bit of, you know, number crunching for me. And she told me how much more we've spent on the Refresh radio program through the years than what we have received. And I don't say that so that you feel sorry for us, because we believe this. You know, God told Noah that as long as the earth endures, that there was going to be seed time and harvest. And so whether there's resources that come in or whether there are not, we view this as sowing the seeds of the gospel into the community. Sometimes seeds, you know, have an expense to them and things like that. So Wyrick Air believes in the Refresh radio program, as does Treasure Your Landscape, as does Jits Concrete, as does a number of people who attend Merritt Assembly of God. They're actively supporting the radio program so that the gospel of Jesus Christ goes across the airways. Wyrick Air, their license numbers are CAC 182-1309 and EC 130-2439. They provide professional sales services and repairs for air conditioning, heating, and electrical problems. They work in residential and light commercial settings. I know for a fact that they provide emergency service. That's not just something they say. It is something that they do. They provide that when necessary. Their goal is to provide their customers with the best service possible and an affordable price. And their phone number is 321-632-9538. They're based in Rockledge, but they travel all throughout Brevard County. And we are thankful for Wyrick Air as well as Jits Concrete and Treasure Landscape and assisting us in making sure that the gospel of Jesus Christ goes out throughout Brevard County. So thank you, each and every one. Revelation chapter 19, that's where we ended last week. I'm not going to read very many verses today. I'm going to read down through verse number 3. It says, "After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, which means praise the Lord. Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her." That's where I'm going to end the reading today. So I think I might have said I was going to go through verse 3, but we're going to stop there. Today, I just want to praise the Lord. You know, it's one thing to study the Word of God. It's one thing to come to an intellectual understanding of it. But the Bible's not just for preaching. It's not just for studying. It's for living. And since there's numerous references, there's four uses of the word alleluia. There's another admonition that just flat out says praise our God. In these first 10 verses, I wanted to praise God for the things that we see already in this passage. And so, I mean, I've got my notes here. It's not that I don't have other information to share, but I felt strongly that today, as we're starting another week, that we praise God. Now, you know, like I said, God is enthroned on the praises of his people. And so let's start this week putting him in an atmosphere of praise and allowing his enthronement to permeate the areas of our life. So join me. If you like, you can come up with your own words. You don't have to say it out loud. I do. I mean, because if not, it would just be 22 more minutes of silence. But would you join me as we praise the Lord this morning? Father, I want to praise you, not just because you're my Savior, but I want to praise you because you're the Lord. I want to praise you because you are sovereign. You are sovereign in every realm. I praise the Lord that you are sovereign in my spirit. You are the one who orders our steps and directs our paths. Lord, I want to thank you that you lead well. I want to praise you, Lord, because of the love that you had for humanity, that you sent your one and only Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but should have eternal life. I want to praise the Lord today because of your great love. Father, I want to praise you not just when I'm in the house of God. I don't want to just praise you when I'm behind a microphone. I want to live praising you. May praise become a lifestyle. May it become one of our noticeable characteristics. Lord, when we are pressured, may praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords ooze out of our being. Would it be intentional words of praise instead of words of complaint? I want to praise you, God, because of your person, your holiness, your character. I want to praise you today, God, because salvation belongs to you. I want to thank you that God the Holy Spirit is in operation in Brevard County right now. That you are passionately pursuing the lost, those who do not know you. Lord, for unsaved loved ones, Lord, there are many unsaved family members represented in Merit Assembly of God and in the community and families that I know. And God, I know this, that your blood has not lost its power. I praise you today, not only that you have been my Savior, but you are still the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. I thank you that you are the Savior who is watching for the prodigal to return to their right mind, to return to covenant relationship. God, I want to thank you that your ability to save is greater than the devil's power to enslave. I want to thank you, God, that salvation has not become extinct, but Lord, you are still saving the multitudes in the valley of decision. I praise you today, O God, because of the promises of salvation that are meant to extend to from an individual to their entire household. Lord, I want to thank you that your salvation is meant to endure from one generation to the next generation. Lord, I pray today that there would be families in Brevard County. Lord, I praise you that salvation is not only going to exist in their family for a generation or two, but Lord, to countless generations, because you are the Savior and salvation belongs to you. God, I pray for the discouraged right now, and I praise you because your ability to save from depression, to save from anxiety, to save from fear, God, that your ability to save is sufficient. I want to thank you today, O God, that because you are the Savior, salvation is not just what you do, it is who you are. God, I praise the Savior today who is greater than the one who comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. God, as we are launching into this week today, we praise you that you are a glorious God. Lord, that your splendor is beyond our words to describe. Lord, there are times when I'm here on the program and I'm searching for a word that I know that I have inside of me, but sometimes I have a difficult time bringing out the appropriate word. God, I praise you that when it comes to describing your glory, I do not have such a word. I can talk about awe. I can talk about revere. I can praise you for the worth of your name, Lord, that you are the God of all glory. You are the God of the wilderness. I praise you, God, that you are glorious in the wilderness. You are glorious on the mountain. I praise you, God, that you are glorious in the valley. I praise you that you are God when we are young and it is glorious. I thank you for the glory of the season that you have us in right now. You are the God of all glory. You are the God of glory as eternity fast approaches. We praise you for your glory. We praise you that your glory is not just seen in the church, but Lord, it is seen in the heavenlies. It is seen in the microscope. You are glorious in the microscope, and you are glorious in the most powerful telescope. Your glory endures forever. May the glory of your lordship cover the earth and saturate Brevard County as the waters cover the sea. God, you are glorious in times of tranquility, and you are glorious in the storm. I want to thank you, God, that you are worthy of praise when we are surrounded by others, and you are the glorious God when it is you and us in a prayer closet. You are the God of all glory. You are not just God of the church house. You are God of the courthouse. You are God of the White House or the Capitol or the State House. And you're the God of our house. Thank you, God. I pray that every house would reflect the glory of the Lord. May your glory go beyond the walls of the church to permeate the walls of our home, our workplace. God, I pray that your glory would touch spouses, that there would be healing where healing is needed. I pray, God, that generational breaches would be healed because of your glory. Lord, today I praise you that you are the God who is due all honor. You are beyond financial description. Your value is greater than wealth. We honor you today because you are the Lord of the spiritual realm, but you are also Lord in our intellectual realm. We honor you as Lord. You are the God who is worthy of praise, so we will give you praise. Today, our mouths will not be silent. We will honor you. We will glorify your name. We will praise you for who you are. Of the increase of your government, there will be no end. Your kingdom without boundaries. We praise you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We praise you that you are Lord in the intellectual realm. Lord, I pray right now that your lordship would cause minds to be renewed, new neural pathways created, so that the thoughts that we think are your thoughts, not our thoughts, your ways, not our ways. God, where there have been well-established negative and ungodly thought patterns, I praise you as you assume lordship over our thoughts. I praise you for your lordship, and Lord, that you would honor your word, that your name would be honored in our emotions, in our finances, and our relationship. God, I want to thank you today. I pray that honor would be bestowed upon you because it belongs to you. But Lord, I also pray that it would be put on display in our lives because you are a God of honor. I praise you today that you honor your word. You are not just a promise maker. I praise you that you are a promise keeper. I praise you that you are coming again. I praise you that you promised you were going to come. I praise you because you came. I praise you because you did not leave us without divine influence, without divine comfort, or without divine leadership, but you sent the Holy Spirit. I praise you for your great love. I praise you today, O God, because of your plan. Your plan to redeem is worthy of praise. Your plan of purpose is worthy to be praised. I thank you today and praise you, O God, because you are the God who provides. You provide yourself. You provide your word. You provide the breath in my lungs as I'm praising you right now. You are worthy of praise. Father, I praise you. I praise you today, O God, because there is no battle that is being waged by the listeners of this program that is greater than your power to deliver. I just feel like repeating again, your power to save is greater than the enemy's power to enslave. Praise you, Lord. God, I want to thank you that your power, your dunamis is beyond compare. And I do not know what pit a person may be in right at this moment, but I know that your arm has power to reach to the lowest depths and bring them out. God, you are worthy of praise. Our praise does not deserve to be silenced. And on the day that you made your triumphal entry into Jerusalem, there were people offended by those who were praising you. And they wanted you to silence them. I pray today, God, that the one who is worthy of all praise and all blessing and glory and honor, Lord, that there would not be a silence, that there would not be a reluctance to praise you. But God, I pray that there would be a tsunami of praise that rushes forth from Brevard County to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, as we praise you, would you enthrone yourself in those praises and in every circumstance? I praise you today, O God, that you have the power to heal. You have the power to demolish strongholds. You have the power to accomplish the purpose that you have. Lord, as I hear headlines and talking about this, the rush towards artificial intelligence, God, I want to praise you today for eternal intelligence. I want to praise you that there is no power inadequacy or insufficiency. God, that which you intend, you can accomplish by the word that comes out of your mouth. Father, I praise you that you've given us the ability on this radio program to do what you call us to do. And today, that is to praise you from the depths of our heart. May our praise, may our worship be found pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O God. May your house be a house of prayer. May it also be a place of praise and a place of worship. God, I thank you for mercy, that you are the God of all mercy. I thank you for the gift of grace, for you have given grace to every person. Not grace to inoculate, grace to believe. Grace to believe in Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you take people who are bound in sin and you cause them to become blessed and highly favored because of who you are. I praise you today because you cannot be confined to a building or to a single group of people. But Father, I praise you today that there are multitudes in Brevard County joining with the multitudes in Revelation 19:1 that are saying, praise the Lord. Today, we praise you because you are worthy. We praise you for who you are. We praise you for what you've done. We praise you for rewriting our past. We praise you that you are the God who will never leave us and never forsake us. And Father, we thank you that you are the God who gives us hope and a future. Lord, there is no one else to whom we will turn. You are the God of all glory. You are the God of grace and truth. You are the God, no matter what our age is or no matter what crisis, you are the God during times of battle, and you are the God who gives us peace that passes understanding. We join with the choir of heaven and we say, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. That's what we do today. Lord, this week, we praise you. We establish that praise will be the environment that we create so that you will come. Praise the Lord. You have a blessed day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.